Ray Brown's Talking Birds.
Made possible by the generous support of the Birdwatchers General Store, Orleans, Cape Cod. BirdwatchersGeneralStore.com.
By Vortex Optics, with the VIP warranty. Their unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. Learn more at VortexOptics.com. And by Hog Island Audubon Camp. For full camp schedule, program details, and to register, visit hogisland.audubon.org.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening. Welcome to our show number 1042. And if you're listening live, happy Father's Day. Our show number 1042 will include a woman who's traveling all over the Western Hemisphere in search of hummingbird species. All of them. Also, Mike O'Connor will be here for Let's Ask Mike Live, in which he'll talk about weird-looking baby birds. And we'll listen to an audio postcard featuring a very special bird from a state park in Michigan. Meanwhile, back at our Make Your Own Swag contest 2025, in which everyone who enters is eligible for the grand prize Vortex HD Diamondback Spotting Scope. Our latest weekly winner is Annabelle Bradley from Yonkers, New York. Yeah. Annabelle sent us a really cool photo. She's rocking a Talking Birds patch, and there's kind of a Where's Waldo component to her photo, because hiding in plain sight, sort of, there's a mourning dove nesting at the top of a column right behind where Annabelle is standing. Annabelle wins this week's two-part prize, a nice big $50 gift certificate for Bird Collective, your one-stop bird shop, raising awareness, by the way, and funds for native bird conservation, and offering the perfect gifts for bird lovers. Check them out at birdcollective.com. And Annabelle also wins a copy of Ken Kaufman's latest book, The Birds That Audubon Missed. Annabelle, as our all contest entrants, is also eligible for a chance to win the grand prize, that gorgeous Vortex Diamondback HD 16-48x65 spotting scope that features things like an HD optical system for exceptional resolution and low light performance, argon gas purging and O-ring sealing for superior fog proof and waterproof capability, and also 5-star customer reviews. To enter the contest, just request a Talking Birds patch and do it right away so you'll receive it on time or almost at the deadline here. Then attach the patch after you get it to a shirt or jacket or hat or just about anything else. Then take a picture of yourself or a friend sporting that item with the patch attached and email us the photo. To request a patch and to send in your photo, the same email address, ray@talkingbirds.com. No G in talking. Request your patch or send in your photo right away. That address again, ray@talkingbirds.com. We have a short and sweet audio postcard this morning from up in the Great Lakes State.
Hi, Ray. This is Doug Pfeiffer from Blacksburg, Virginia. Today we're in Hartwood Pine State Park in Grayling, Michigan. We've been on a walk for Kirtland's warbler, the rarest bird in North America, specializing in the low-growth jack pine forest that we're in now. There's one last holdout singing. I hope you can hear it. Thanks for your show.
Thank you, Doug, with that Kirtland's warbler. That's an Audubon, a Michigan Audubon-sponsored Kirtland's warbler walk, he tried to say, up there in Michigan. Thank you so much, Doug. We love to get audio postcards. We know folks love hearing them. And it's that same address we gave a few minutes ago, or a minute ago, to send in an audio postcard, ray@talkingbirds.com. And to make one, just grab a smartphone or some digital recording device and describe what you're seeing or hearing for, you know, 30 seconds, a minute, or whatever. And then send that file to ray@talkingbirds.com. What we have there is our mystery bird. It's a preview of the contest. The actual thing will come along a little bit later on in the show. Here are some clues. Our mystery bird is an American crow-sized hunter of the deserts and grasslands of the American West. It's warm gray-brown above and pale with dark streaking below. The head has a mustache mark, like a peregrine falcon's, although not as wide, and a white line over the eye. The axillars, or wing pits, and underwing coverts are black. It's a color that extends along most of the wing length. Our bird's prey includes small mammals, especially ground squirrels, as well as birds and insects. That's our mystery bird. And there it is again. The prizes are as follows. A big bag of our favorite coffee. Shade-grown, bird-friendly, and truly delicious Birds and Beans coffee, grown under the natural forest canopy in Central America, preserving wintering habitat for warblers and tanagers and thrushes and hummingbirds and more of the birds we all love. We also have the Brome Squirrel Solution 150 Feeder, genuinely squirrel-proof and chew-proof, easy to clean, even features a vented seed tray that keeps the seed fresh and dry. That's our contest. That's a preview of the contest. We'll do the actual thing and invite your phone calls coming along just a little bit later. Right now, we salute another member of the royal family of Talking Birds, and that, of course, is our ambassador's family. We have 935 ambassadors in the family now, we're happy to say. And we're happy to say thank you to Debbie Kennedy from Plymouth, Massachusetts, America's hometown. She says, I'm a founding member of the Redbrook Birding Group in South Plymouth, nestled in the local cranberry bogs. I'm most happy when outside listening to the birds and sharing the experience with others. Really nice. Thank you so much, Debbie, and thanks for becoming a Talking Birds ambassador. Easy to do. Just go to talkingbirds.com and click on the Get Involved tab up at the top of the home page there. That's the Get Involved tab at talkingbirds.com. And join the ambassador's family. Help us spread the word about birds and conservation. Still to come today, we'll talk with Carol Turek about her amazing attempt to find and photograph every one of the world's hummingbird species. I believe that's more than 360 of them. Carol may confirm that for us. Also today, Mike O'Connor's Let's Ask Mike segment live will address the topic of weird-looking baby birds. And up next, we're deep in the heart of South Texas to meet up with this week's featured feathered friend. Well, when you're trying to name a bird by the call you're hearing, it always helps if the bird is kind enough to tell you its name. And today's featured feathered friend is one of the thoughtful species that does that. That's not its full name, but by just applying an adjective suggesting that the bird is well above average, you can complete the puzzle. The bird is the great Kiskadee. And it really is a pretty great bird, a strikingly colored robin-sized flycatcher with a stocky build, bright yellow underparts, reddish-brown back, wings, and tail, a white throat, a black bandit mask, and a black crown stripe. Its boisterous behavior and omnivorous diet is like that of a jay species, and those traits made it difficult for early naturalists to classify it. In 1766, the father of modern taxonomy, Carl Linnaeus, suggested that it was a type of shrike, and early 20th century naturalist William Henry Hudson said that it seemed to employ the habits of kestrels, kingfishers, thrushes, and vultures. It's an aggressive bird that's been known to chase away large intruders like raptors, snakes, and even monkeys that try to raid its nest. In the U.S., the great Kiskadee is found almost exclusively in South Texas, which marks the northernmost part of its range that extends down through Central and South America. It's most often seen in forest clearings, especially near streams, where it claims open treetop perches.
Great Kiskadees will come to backyard feeders where fruit is made available, and they're known to steal various kinds of people and pet foods that may be nearby. Today's featured feathered friend, the big, bold, boisterous, beautiful, sole member of the Pitangus genus, Pitangus sulphuratus, the Great Kiskadee.
Welcome again to our show, number 1042. Carol Turek has been in love with hummingbirds and has been hanging hummingbird feeders for several decades, and she is currently on a remarkable hummingbird quest, as we're about to learn as she joins us here this morning. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Ray.
Wonderful to have you, Carol, and to hear about your quest. So decades of being in love with hummingbirds and feeding them. And when you've seen one, you definitely have not seen them all. But seeing them all is your goal, and photographing them. Wow. Tell us, if you would, Carol, about this quest and what made you decide to take it on.
Well, it all started when I started feeding hummingbirds years ago. I just fell in love with them, and I wanted to start photographing them. I took up photography only in 2017, and I had to learn about settings and the camera and what all those buttons meant. But I learned photography by photographing the birds on my balcony in Los Angeles. I hung 16 feeders on a third floor balcony overlooking a huge canyon. And over a few years, I managed to attract hundreds and hundreds of them to the balcony. So I started taking tens of thousands of photographs of my own birds. And that's how I learned photography. But I got tired of photographing my own birds and wanted to branch out and photograph some different species. And that just snowballed into this lofty quest I have now to photograph everyone.
Snowballed indeed. And I think you're really already well away or well along on your goal, right?
Yes, I photographed 270 of the 371 species that exist, according to the International Ornithological Society.
Mm-hmm. 371. I'm thinking of this, Carol, in comparison to a big year in adventure in which a lot of planning and collaboration is required to maximize the number of species that may be found. But in a big year, if one species is missed, maybe another will kind of replace it. But your mission is on a different level because you're trying to find every hummingbird species. Is it really possible?
It is possible, but there are a lot of barriers because some of them are in dangerous areas. Mm-hmm. And there's 12, I believe, endemic species in Venezuela, and that's a very difficult country for an American to get into right now. Mm-hmm. And there are also a couple in areas of Ecuador that you just don't go walking around with a camera. So I'm saving those for last, obviously. And political situations change. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting for it to be a little easier to get to those birds. Mm-hmm. But some are in very, very small areas in places that are difficult to get to just because they're in, you know, in the middle of jungles or on the top of mountains. I mean, you don't think that hummingbirds like such high altitudes, but I photographed one at 16,000 feet.
Oh, my goodness. Well, most of us aren't able to accompany you on your quest, Carol, but you have a way for us to have a vicarious experience with your YouTube channel, Hummingbird Spot. What will we see if we go there?
I have all of my adventures so far documented on there. Mm-hmm. Every species that I photograph, I do a video, and we take drone footage of the area. We take film of the roads we're on and the areas we're on, and also the people I'm with, the locals, the food we're eating. So each video is like a little travelogue that shows you what we're going through to get photographs of a particular species.
And you have, speaking of species, the Santa Marta saberwing in Colombia, and you have a little video there with Jürgen Vega, who found that bird, which I think has been seen twice in the last 80 years or something like that.
Yes, that's correct. Jürgen found it a couple of years ago, and it had been missing for many, many years. Actually, the bird wasn't missing. The bird knew it was there, but the territory right. where it is was very difficult to get to because, first of all, it's on indigenous land. And second of all, that whole area of the Santa Marta Mountains, it was kind of difficult to get to because that's the area where FARC was located, the group that used to kidnap people in Colombia for ransom. That's how they made money. So a lot of the area in the Santa Marta Mountains, people just didn't go to. But now the area is open. But the Santa Marta saberwing in particular is only on indigenous land, and it's very, very difficult to get to. But I was taken with the American Bird Conservancy, and Hummingbird Spot is partner with them to provide funding to study this bird. And I'm very proud to say that I'm involved in the conservation of the Santa Marta saberwing.
That is just wonderful, and the video is wonderful when you're there with Jürgen Vega and all your other fabulous videos. And I'll give that a mention again about the YouTube channel. Before we let you go, Carol, I wonder if you could offer a tidbit or two of advice for folks who are feeding hummingbirds at home.
Well, the number one thing that you have to do is keep your feeders clean. Mm-hmm. Hang it in an area where the hummingbirds can see it. A lot of people hang it under a tree and then wonder why hummingbirds don't come to their feeders, because when they're flying over your property, they have to be able to see the feeder. But keeping it clean is the number one thing. When it's hot, you should, like over 80 degrees, you should change the food every day. And what I tell people is that you have a concentrated sugar solution. Make yourself a glass of really sweet iced tea and leave it outside on the counter for 4 days and see if you would drink it. If you wouldn't, then don't feed it to your hummingbirds either.
Good way to illustrate the issue. Carol Turek is on a quest to find and photograph every species of hummingbirds, 371. And here she is on Talking Birds. Follow her on her Hummingbird Spot YouTube channel. It really is great. And by the way, Carol, you'll be speaking at the Global Bird Fair not far from Birmingham, England, or Birmingham. I think you'll be speaking on the 11th of July, right, for listeners who are in England who might be able to get there.
That's correct. On the 11th at 5 o'clock on the Avocet stage, I'm going to be giving a 45-minute presentation with lots of pictures and video about my quest.
Amazing. Carol Turek here on Talking Birds. Thank you, Carol. And up next, it's our Mystery Bird Contest in just 1 minute.
The flutter of a tail feather, the flash of a wing bar in mid-flight. You don't always have a lot of time to identify a bird in nature, let alone to appreciate its beauty. But with Vortex Optics, you'll have the power to bring every wild moment closer. When you choose Vortex, you're choosing to have a partner in the field as passionate about nature as you are. Whether you're spotting old friends on the backyard feeder or packing for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to add a few species to your life list, Vortex offers a full range of optics and optics accessories for every birder and every budget. And whether the birds are taking you to another state or another country, you're always covered by the Vortex VIP warranty, an unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. If you'd like to learn more, or if you need help choosing your next optic, give Vortex a call at 1-800-4-VORTEX
or visit vortexoptics.com.
It's our mystery bird. We always say, call as soon as you possibly can. We want to say it twice today because we're even shorter on time than usual. Call us as soon as you can. Here's the number, 781-837-4900. Once again, it's 781-837-4900. Our mystery bird is an American crow-sized hunter of the deserts and grasslands of the American West. It's warm gray-brown above, pale with dark streaking below. The head has a mustache mark, like a peregrine falcon's, though not as wide, and a white line over the eye. And if you're seeing it from below, you'll notice the axillars or wing pits and underwing coverts are black, a color that extends along most of the wing length. What is that bird? Give us a call and tell us what it is, or take your guess. A drawing will determine our winner if no correct answer is received. And the number is 781-837-4900. Meanwhile, we'll check in with Mike O'Connor. It's Let's Ask Mike live in just 1 minute.
Hog Island Audubon Camp has welcomed nature enthusiasts to its shores since 1936. It's a program of the Seaburn Institute, and the island hosts five-night sessions for adults, teens, and families taught by the world's leading naturalists, ornithologists, and artists. Hog Island campers deepen their relationships with the birds and the ecosystems around them during the island's immersive educational camps. New for the 2025 camp season is Let's Go Birding Together. Scheduled during peak fall migration, this session is a safe space for queer birders to connect with nature and each other while learning ways to foster a similar environment in their community's home. For full Hog Island schedule, program details, and to register, visit hogisland.audubon.org.
Ah, the microphone on. I like that. Cape Cod is the place. Mike O'Connor is the guest every week on our show with our Let's Ask Mike segment. Let's see. Let's say good morning for a good morning, Mike.
Whoa. Yeah. Is my microphone on?
Yours is on and mine is on, and I guess that covers it for the moment. And anyway, it says here that, well, it doesn't say here, but I know that Cape Cod is a great place for horned larks. But you're interested in a much more exotic bird, the horned house finch, if I have that correct.
You're right. Yeah. And before I do that, I just want to go to give a quick shout-out to Diane and Laura from the Chicago area. They stopped by the other day, and Diane, it turns out, is one of your ambassadors.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, they came by, and they were very friendly. And, you know, ambassadors, they always get free valet parking and a muffin basket when they come in. So.
Oh, nice. A muffin basket?
Yeah.
I didn't know about
that.
Well,
I had eaten all the muffins by the time they showed up. But
so the basket. All right.
The basket.
Yeah,
was...
but get your own muffins. I mean, come on.
They were very friendly, so
yeah.
Thanks for coming in. And you're right, horned larks are a thing, but this time of year we've been getting a wall of pictures sent to us from unusual birds because it's baby bird season and baby birds look a little unusual, and one of them is a house finch. House finches sometimes, the young birds start to molt, but they have a couple of feathers on either side of their head, and they clearly look like horns. And if you look online, people have a theory, you know, what's going on with that, but there's nothing. There's no theory. It's just they're molting. And sometimes the few feathers hang on a little bit longer, and they're only there for a week or so, and then they molt off. And so they're not even in any field guides because it's just so temporary. But everybody knows house finches because they're pretty much a countrywide, continent-wide species that has spread in recent years. So now everybody, I have them in my yard, and there's like 30 baby house finches, but a couple have these little weird horns going on. But it's not a new species. But at this time of year, we get cardinals with brown beaks because those are the young ones. I don't have that big red, orange, red beak that the cardinals have. We're getting pictures of those. And woodpeckers, I got a hairy woodpecker, and somebody sent me a picture of a downy woodpecker with a red patch on the front of its head, where traditionally they're in the back when the adults. But for some reason, the babies have it in the front, and pretty soon we'll be getting cowbirds pictures, because cowbirds, the gray brown-headed cowbird, is blotchy as it becomes its adult, and, you know, and we'll be getting a lot of those. But right now, be prepared for all kinds of weird baby birds. But it's interesting that some birds don't have any of those issues. You get birds like blue jays and my buddy the chickadees. They're born looking exactly like the parent. So there's no there's no changeover or startup weird baby plumage for them. So I got blue jays, and it's almost impossible to tell the parents from the babies, except the babies are quivering their wings and chasing the parents around and doing a lot of squawking, but they look like the adult. And the chickadees the same way, but the key is to look for the behavior. They kind of quiver their wings, but they also have a little bit of that yellow still at the corner of their beak, you know, when the babies open their beak, and they have that yellow target that the parents look for. Well, some of that's still left. So they don't have any of that craziness going on. But if you got a devil bird, it's not the devil coming looking for you. It's a house finch.
All right. Devil is somewhere else, not in their bird.
The devil is down in Georgia, I heard.
That's right. That's, no, I can't think of his name now.
Charlie Daniels.
Charlie, of course. Charlie Daniels, yeah. Devil went down to Georgia. Okay, we got it all covered. Our mics are working and everything. All right, Mike, thank you.
All right, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Happy Father's Day. We'll talk to you next week, Mike.
Sounds great.
Mike O'Connor at the famous Bird Watchers General Store on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. That's our mystery bird. It's 781-837-4900. What is that bird? Larry says he knows what it is. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's the northern goshawk.
The northern goshawk. Let's see if that's right. And Paul is giving me kind of a funny look and saying, he's kind of shaking his head there. And apparently it is not the northern goshawk, but I think we'll agree that it's a top quality guest, Larry. So thank you.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Happy
right.
Father's Day.
Thank you, Larry, and happy Father's Day to you and to all dads out there. And we're almost out of time here, but we could possibly squeeze that call through here next week on our show. Let me give the number again. That would help. 781-837-4900 is the number to call. Remember, if you don't get the correct answer, you could still win, because we'll do a little drawing here. So call us within the next, 30 seconds or so at 781-837-4900. We mentioned about YouTube earlier in connection with our guest, Carol Turek. We would sort of mention here that Talkin' Birds is now available on YouTube. So you can just go on there. And I believe this is the one where you need to type in Ray Brown's Talkin' Birds. You have to type that whole full name in there for that to work. And that's on YouTube. Anyway, next week, the great Luke Safford from one of America's greatest birding festivals will be with us, and we'll have the Week 4 winner in our Make Your Own Swag Contest 2025. And while we have a second to remind you about that contest, please send in your request for a patch as soon as possible, because we are getting pretty close to the deadline for getting the patches sent out and the photos sent back in. So if you send a request to ray@talkinbirds.com, that's ray@talkinbirds.com. We will get a patch out to you right away. Take a photo of something you attach that patch to. It's a little iron-on patch. And then send the photo to us. And again, it's at ray@talkinbirds.com. We have some great weekly prizes. And the grand prize for which everyone is eligible, and that would be that beautiful Vortex HD Diamondback Spotting Scope. And with that, we are out of time for the show today. We'll just go ahead and say what the bird was, because we didn't get a winner there. And the bird was the Prairie Falcon. The Prairie Falcon was our mystery bird. Thanks to our amazing Talkin' Birds team, Debbie Bleacher, Freya McGregor, and today's producing engineer, Paul Pisa. I'm Ray Brown. See you next week.
Ray Brown's Talkin' Birds.
Made possible by the generous support of the Birdwatchers General Store, Orleans, Cape Cod. BirdwatchersGeneralStore.com.
By Vortex Optics, with the VIP warranty. their unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. Learn more at vortexoptics.com. And by Hog Island Audubon Camp. For full camp schedule, program details, and to register, visit hogisland.audubon.org.